The next day found Mike and Roundy headed south past Lower Klamath Lake. Off in the distance, a steamboat chugged slowly northward, pulling a raft of timber. That night, they camped in a desolate wasteland of stumps and torn-up earth, the destruction left by a logging company. Over the course of days, they rode through deep forests and across wide plains, until at last, they came into the tawny grass and scattered oaks of the Sierra foothills. Holding to the higher ground, Roundy led them by obscure trails to a camp in an outcropping of standing stones. The following morning, Roundy noted with pride that Mike's horse stood still, without a hand on the reins when Mike began to saddle up.
You've done a good job training that horse.
Well, Ben's always told me, treat a horse like you treat a friend, because you never know when you'll need one or the other.
Not bad advice.
Roundy glanced at the sun and thought for a moment.
Let's pick at these critters again. Take a walk. I've something to show you.
He led Mike across a saddle in the ridge to the top of a nearby hill. Bending low to keep the crest of the hill above them, he made his way around to a thicket of oaks and brush. There they hunkered down, and Roundy pointed out a ranch nestled in the little valley below. There was a house, a small two-story affair with a surrounding porch, a granary, chicken coop, and a large barn. Along one side of the house was a kitchen garden, and across the back, perhaps a little too close for comfort, ran a small stream.
Nice place, isn't it?
So?
Roundy put a finger to his lips and then handed Mike a pair of binoculars. A man led a large horse up to the front of the house. After a moment, someone emerged. Mike could not make him out in the shadow of the porch. But then the man stepped into the sunlight.
That's Ben.
No, Mike.
Roundy pulled Mike down.
We can't let him see us.
Why not?
That there is the Rafter R Ranch. Ben owns it under the name Ben Regan.
So Paul bought a ranch. It's a good front operation.
Well, the Rafter R is in the front. Ben's owned it for 17 years. And besides me, you're the only other person that knows that Ben Curry and Ben Regan are the same.
17 years? There's a woman down there.
Yeah, Ben Regan has two daughters, Drusilla and Juliana.
Daughters? What about a wife?
Her name was Abigail. She died, giving birth to Julie. That was about a year before Ben found you. Abigail's brother Jack runs this place.
You're the only one who knows?
And now you. You can't ask Ben. If he knew I'd brought you up here, he'd have my hide.
Mike looked back through the glasses. Ben embraced and kissed both of the girls. Then after shaking hands with the man, he mounted his horse and rode off, disappearing into the trees only to reappear again momentarily further down the road. Mike turned to Roundy.
Why'd you show me this?
Your father could walk away from Robber's Roost and live comfortably for the rest of his life. In fact, one of these days, he plans to do just that.
Mike said no more about what he had been shown until he and Roundy paused before fording the river. Beyond, the trail dwindled rapidly, for once on the other side there was little but wilderness for many miles. Little except for Robber's Roost, that is.
Roundy, why didn't he tell me?
Ben hoards secrets like some men hoard money.
Well, if this is all some big secret, what happens if we run into Ben on the trail?
He doesn't come this way.
The only other place to cross is 40 miles downriver.
Ben will be at the Roost more than 2 hours before we are. He has his own way across, but I don't know where it is.
Roundy, you're making me nervous.
Why's that?
Well, you're showing me this and that, but you aren't telling me anything.
Well, people learn better when they figure things out for themselves. Telling the answers just makes them lazy.
Mike looked at him appraisingly. It was a harder, more adult look than Roundy was used to.
Yeah, well, I hope later on you don't wish you'd just come out and said it.
So do I, son. So do I. Get up.
They came to the crack in the rocky wall where the huge trees stood. Roundy waved to the man on guard, and they went up. Through the stream and into the narrow valley, under the snow-capped peaks. Robber's Roost had changed. More log cabins had been put up, and there were easily a dozen walled tents. A full barn had been built where once there had been merely a shed to shelter the horses in the winter. There were new dugouts for storage and many more horses in the pasture and corral. Men loafed on the porch of what they had called the saloon, and crates of merchandise, stacks of tinned food, and raw planks lay in piles between the tents.
Jesus, Roundy. Who are these guys?
The gang has grown. There are more than 20 men here now.
They reined up in front of Ben's big house, the rock work of the first floor looking strong as ever, and the chinking between the logs of the upper story was fresh and carefully laid. The front door opened and Ben appeared. He was heavier now, and his hair was almost completely gray. Mike slipped off his horse and climbed the porch. Then he stopped, looking at Ben close up.
Welcome home.
Ben stuck out his hand. Mike took the hand and then grabbed Ben in both arms and lifted him off the ground.
Hi, Pa.
Well, they've been putting some meat on your bones, haven't they? Come inside, Roundy. I was shambow, fix up some supper.